On November 19th, George releases an album called 33 and a Third on his Dark Horse label. It's a good album, and the critics were a lot kinder, but sales were not as expected, even though George did a lot to promote it. Here, George explains how he wrote a song on the album about Lord Buckley.
I met Mr. Gry for Meadem, and he used to manage Barry White and all this. And I was just talking to him, and the way he was talking, I just said, "Hey, you really remind me of somebody. You remind me of, I don't know if this is an insult or a compliment, but you remind me of Lord Buckley, he's my favourite comedian, this guy who's now dead, but, you know, he was like the first of the real hip comics." And I said, "You remind me of Lord Buckley," and this guy nearly fell over. He said, "Hey, I managed him for 18 years. I don't know, far out." So as we were talking, he was talking about Lord Buckley, and he said how he lived in this little shack, which he called Crackerbox Palace, because Buckley was everything. Was, you know, my lords, ladies, and gentlemen of the royal court. Everything was beautiful and up, and everybody was royal with Buckley. And so he lived in this little place, Crackerbox Palace, and I just wrote on the back of my cigarette packet, "Crackerbox Palace." I loved it, just the way it sounded.